Hello and welcome back, my bitches, to the Real Bitch of Bravo podcast with yours truly, Jihei Wiley, the Real Bitch of Bravo, bitching about all things Bravo and getting as much tea as humanly possible. Now, who's ready to do some real bitching?
Hello and welcome back, you guys, to the Real Bitch of Bravo with yours truly, Jihei Wiley. Liz is, I don't know where Liz is. Poor thing is so pregnant that just going to do a solo episode. So you just got me today, you guys. I know everybody wants to see Liz's beautiful face, but this is what you get. Anyways, also wanted to say, sorry, I had so much coffee last episode that if I was speaking in tongues, basically, then that's the reason why I will be. This is my second cup, though, because I am recording this super early. So, well, early for me anyway. But other than that, the week's been great. Pretty much just chilling, figuring out stuff. And sorry that we were not able to go to Jax's. I was not feeling well. So hopefully Liz and I will be on our Instagram live next week and trying to go to Jax's to watch the premiere. And by the way, you didn't want us to go there anyway. Jax wasn't there spewing his normal crap and stuff like that. So, or creating more drama for the show. That's just Jax is. I really truly think that. Anyways, that being said, you guys, let's name them on the headlines. Name them. First and foremost, Teresa and Jerry have filed for divorce. Technically, it's Jerry who filed Tyr, but that again is reality television. The Golden Bachelor couple is no longer after 3 months of marriage. I talked to a hopeful new guest on the show, and he told me, that's right, guys. And he's straight, by the way, go figure. It basically said, are you surprised? And I said, no. So we will see. It was still a great show. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I love The Golden Bachelor. I'm going to watch it again. I will watch The Golden Bachelorette. I'm hooked. I'm grateful that ABC is putting out that kind of content for us reality TV viewers and lovers of reality television. So super, super psyched on that. Moving on to the next headline, which is a doozy. It might take me the whole entire time to do this headline, to be honest with you. I mean, I can literally just cover this. Andy Cohen is allegedly on its way out of Bravo. These rumors are now being reported by TMZ as false. In Touch Weekly was the first to report the story. A lot of people say don't, rely on In Touch Weekly. They're not really a reliable source, but I do have a reliable source, you guys. I'm going to name that source. I got some tea off of our former, and hopefully he comes back on guest, The Pink Box. Andy Cohen and Bravo are allegedly, this is according to his source, according to Pink Box's source, that allegedly they're trying to come to an agreement on Andy Cohen's exit, and that is one of the reasons why BravoCon was postponed. Also, this has nothing to do, one has nothing to do with the other, but SiriusXM is also trying to get rid of him as well. And that's more of a ratings issue. That's more of a, like, we don't want to pay you. Kind of an issue. That all being said, though, with this new information, I mean, he might be Dunzo McMunzo, you guys. I don't know about this. Like, I just, again, this is just something that I was brought to my attention via an Instagram live from Pink Box's Instagram. Please give him a follow. He's amazing. Free plug on that one. Like, I follow him. I think he's great. And also, I think Bravo needs a shakeup, too. I think, I'm not saying that Zaddy needs to retire, Mr. Andy Cohen needs to retire, but maybe he just needs to take a step back, just kind of not be in the spotlight anymore, because it ain't doing him any favors by all of these lawsuits. He's become a little bit more of a liability financially for the network. And the second that you start making or start losing money for a network is the second you go. So I completely understand where the network's coming from in this one. Do I agree with it? I mean, I'm not very money hungry, so, like, I don't know, but I get where they're coming from as far as just, like, the financials of it all and everything, right? Last but not, well, not last, I have so many headlines, which, by the way, I'm going to be trying to do a headline segment with Liz every Wednesday. We will try to get you guys a headline segment every single, or a headline show every single Wednesday, because Bravo is just giving on these headlines, guys, on these stories. So that happened without the camera being there, right? Also, congratulations to the Real Housewives of Orange County. They have finally wrapped everything up. They're done filming. But that's just where the drama is probably going to happen even more. Super excited. Can't wait for Orange County. Also, congratulations to LVP for another successful grand opening of another LVP restaurant, Wolf in Reno, Nevada. So congrats on that. There was the grand opening, I think, was last week. Good for them. Another restaurant. What I'm really looking forward to is Pinky's at the Flamingo. That I really want to go to. I don't need to go to the grand opening. I just want to go to the restaurant. So grand opening, grand schmopening, don't care. Do care about this next headline, though. Rebecca Minkoff. We're just trading Minkoff for Minkoffs, right? Rebecca Minkoff is going to be on next season's Roni in some kind of capacity. To be honest with you, I really hope that she plays a little bit more of a role, because obviously this is somebody I think that a lot of us would love to get to know, to actually know what the heck's going on with her outside of her designing life, right? So, and I'm sure she lives a glamorous life as well, but we'll see, because she's going to be on Roni, you guys. So super excited about that. Last but not least, pretty much everyone went to Coachella for week one. Looking forward to seeing if any of them go for week two. I highly doubt it, because James was obviously spinning at Coachella or like an after party or a pre-party or something like that. So I'm sure, for the carnival, right? I think it was called like something carnival. And so I'm sure that none of them are going for week one. That's majority of them went because they got paid. Let's get real. They were going to promote, be there for parties. Schwartz was there for Patron. I think a bunch of them were there for Celsius. It was interesting though to see that Sheena was not in Ariana's camp, so to speak. She wasn't really hanging out with her. And I know Coachella's huge. And there's like tons of other events going on and stuff like that. But it's just really interesting to see that I'm not saying that they're on the outs by any means. You know, I hang out with different groups of friends, and I think that that's what Sheena is. I'm not calling her a flip-flopper. I'm just calling her like, you know, she has her group of friends here. She has a group of friends here. She's the one that's always going to be neutral, or try to stay neutral. And be there for both groups. So she was mainly hanging out with Lala versus hanging out with Ariana, which I found interesting. But they're both on. Also, you know what I just realized? It literally just popped into my head, maybe because I don't have kids. These bitches have kids. Like, think about it. Like, Ariana doesn't have a family, quote unquote. I mean, I know that she thinks that her kids are her pets, but I'm not even going to get into that for all the pet lovers out there. Like, I get it. You think that they're your family, but raising an actual child versus like, you're not raising the dog. So like, it's just, I'm not even going to get into it. I'll bitch about it later. Maybe in like an actual Instagram post or something like that. I highly doubt I will even do that, but they're two separate things. They just are. And I think that because they have that commonality, Sheena and Lala have that commonality, obviously that's where they're going to, and their girls are best friends. So they hang out with each other. Their kids hang out with each other. It makes sense for them to be with each other for Coachella, because they just live two separate. Her and Ariana are in two separate points in their life, right? One's married with a family. The other one has a boyfriend and has dogs and cats. Like, it's just, I'm not saying one's worse than the other. One's bad. One's good. I'm just saying that like, they just live two separate lives. And that's probably the reason why they didn't go to Coachella with each other. We went over VPR a lot in the last 2 weeks and covered a shit ton of it. And I feel like the Valley did not get any love in the last 2 weeks. And let's get real. I don't want to sound really mean, because I ride for VPR for sure. But the Valley's giving, you guys. It's so good. It is insanely awesome. We're just going to go straight into the Valley and recap the Valley real quick, and hopefully I can get back to VPR, but let's get real. I really just want to recap the Valley, because it's just that good. It is that good. Moving on. So to start, Brittany is getting ready to head to Malibu to the Boo for a girls' night with Janet. Janet's obviously pregnant at this time, so she's going to drive her there. And Brittany's not, allegedly, according to her, not a good driver. So this actually works out in her favor. Boys have a pool party or pool day at Jax's and Brittany's place because all the girls went to Malibu. So they're like, why not have a daddy day? And they can all like chill by the pool. Luke and Kristen talk about their baby making nights really quick. You can already kind of sense the distance in Jax's relationship and Brittany's relationship. When Jax like talks underneath his breath and they're like discussing, you know, what are you going to do? Like go out, have fun. And it is hypocritical. And to be honest with you, I've had this happen to myself a lot where, you know, I'll basically tell my boyfriend like, oh, I want to go drinking, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, but you know how you get, da, da, da. And like, it's just Brittany, I feel you. It's annoying. And I bet you Brittany probably does this once in a blue moon because she rides for her kid. And it's different when you have, like, you guys think that we need to be sober all the time. A girl needs a break, especially if she has a child. And Nia, poor Nia, like, God bless that woman. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, Danny is a horrible father, a horrible husband by any means. He's great. Out of all the husbands out there, he's the best one. So, I mean, no offense, a lot of these guys lower the bar, but neither here nor there, he's a great guy. It looks like he's a great guy. And he, like, he's constantly there for her. Danny and Nia, you guys are the VIPs. You're the MVPs of the Valley for sure, as far as couple goals are concerned. That being said, poor Brittany, man, I'm really dumbfounded that it took her 9 years, almost 10 years to get to where she is, to the point where she's like, das mit Danya, I'm gone with Jax. So I'm really impressed with that. But yeah, I mean, you can see the division. At least I could see the division like right away when he's talking under his breath, he's saying you need to lock it up. Da-da-da. It's like, so she needs to lock it up because she's hungover once in a blue moon. You go out all the time with your boys. You come back home wasted a lot more than she does. And I know that for a fact. And she's the bad person. Like, come on, guys. Like, we cannot have these double standards anymore for women, and specifically for mothers, especially when the mom is the one that, like, does not go out often. She's the one that stays home with your child 9 times out of 10. You're the one that's able to go out and go play golf. You're the one that's able to go out. And she doesn't even care. She didn't even care that she went out and played golf or went out and got bombed with the boys and did probably other extracurricular activities. Like, she doesn't care. She just wants it to be even. She just wants, like, when she is able to go out, let her go out. Let her be hungover. You know what? Instead of getting on her, you should be like, honey, I get it. I got you. It's one day. It's one day, probably out of 4. Let's give her like 4 days to go and get bombed. Because it doesn't seem like she's the kind of person that's going to go out and get trashed every single night. Now, if it's every single night, because I don't know where you guys like stand as far as, you know, her going out and not. If it's every single night, then yeah, maybe you need to have a conversation. But it doesn't seem like she's that kind of a person. And even when I met, well, not met her, but like even when I saw her at Jax's, that bitch was sober AF. Like, she did not seem like she was ripping shots at tequila and getting bombed with everybody. She seemed pretty damn sober. And I will say this, Jax, you did not seem like sober. You seemed definitely like you had a few. So, and on top of it, you did have a few when you went off on Sheena and Katie and all that stuff. Still love you, Jax. I think that you're great television. Thank you for moving the needle. But I think that maybe for Brittany, you need to slack off on her. Because she's not 100% to blame. She's not your mom. She's not your mother. You shouldn't have these expectations. She's supposed to be a partner. I know I just went off on a diatribe on that. I'm just going to stop from this point on. But Janet picks her up. They talk about the hypocrisy and all that stuff. I love how Janet talks about Zillowing her, all of her friends' places and like their 401ks and like whatever, like how much they make and stuff. That shit's crazy. And don't get me wrong, I love Zillow. I love looking up Zillow. I love finding out, you know, what, you know, all these different places and how much they cost. I'm a Zillow freak, but at the same time, damn, that's obsessive. That's a lot. But I get it. Like, curiosity. You want to be knowledgeable about it all. Get it? Next, we get to Michelle saying, oh, this was harsh. Whatever you, if you love her or you hate her, any character on the show, any person on the show, this isn't fair, I think. And I know that she retracted her statement and was like, I'm sorry about this. And I think she said something on social media, but basically Michelle said, please don't have a kid because we don't need more of you around. And this was about Kristen. And this was just wrong. This was just wrong. This was mean. What if somebody who said the same thing about you, because no offense, your kid's not exactly, you know, perfect. And they're not going to be. It's a fucking child. Like, you know, your poor kid. But like, yeah, just how about this? Just don't say anything about somebody else having a kid. Like, just be supportive and be like, you know what? I love that for you. Move on. Children shouldn't be, whether they're about to be conceived or not, like, that's not for you to decide. Sorry if there's noise in the background, you guys. I'm using the mic for this actual computer, and I think it's like trash day or something, so you're going to be hearing some extracurriculars on the back. I love how, like, sports, if you, like, watch or listen to sports at all, like, they always say extracurricular when they mean, like, they're fighting or they mean that, like, there's something extra going on in the background. Anyways, let's move on. The ladies all get to Nia's Malibu beach house, eventually make their way upstairs to the painting activity on the roof. And Tammy, the host of the Sip and Paint, tells the ladies to set an intention, goals, and see what those intentions may look or feel like as they paint. And everyone kind of lets everyone else know what their intention is, including Kristen. And I'm only going to pull Kristen's example off to the side, her and Nia. Because that's the one that most people were talking about. Also, she gets the most backlash as well, Kristen. Shocker. Kristen's intention is peace. And that she says she's trying to lead with empathy. And that she takes home everyone's feelings with her because it's so hard to be an empath. I ride for Kristen, guys. I ride for her. So, Kristen, don't take offense to this. But an empath, you've grown. Don't get me wrong. She's definitely grown as a person. An empath? I don't know. We're going to have to, like, I mean, Bravo editors do her dirty. And they flip the script on her. And they basically say, like, really? An empath, Kristen? But here's the thing. She's 40 now. She's not 20-something or 30-something when she was making all those mistakes. Yes, she should have learned from them. And I'm sure that, you know, reality TV takes it out on you. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know about an empath. Like, maybe you take on everybody's feelings because you feel hurt by what they're saying. Sorry about you. Yeah. I'm going to agree with the cast on this one. You're not an empath, but you are somebody that has changed and you can actually see it. I thought Jax had changed, but I mean, I'm not seeing that at all. Like I think that, just because I love Zach in the beginning of this, where he says, like, just because you popped out a few kids and you got married doesn't mean that you're an adult. And that's definitely for sure true for so many of my friends and so many of this cast as well. But I digress. We then go on to Nia bringing up her issues, which is awesome because I think she made it clear that a lot of people, like, it's okay not to be okay, which is what Kristen told her. Like, it's okay not to be okay. Like, you know, you have those baby blues and, like, just know that you have support and know that you have, you know, she's fortunate, right? She's not alone. She has her mom there, or it's either her mom or her mother-in-law. I don't know. Helping out with the kids. She has, so much support. She has her husband. She has, like, there's a lot, like, she has friends out there. That are very, very helpful. She's working. Like, maybe the work needs to subside for her because maybe she's, like, is too much interference. I don't know. I don't know what she's going through. We all don't know. But all I know is that, Nia, we're here for you, man, because, like, I couldn't even imagine going through what you're going through right now and having three kids and still trying to do it. Guys, moms are another breed. They're just another breed. I hope to be part of that group one day, but moms are definitely another breed. And Nia, we're here for you, baby. Like, I think all of Bravo, the Bravo community or everybody that watches is like, is feeling for you. So just know that you're loved and supported, because that was hard. That was probably really, really hard for you to even come out and say and do, especially with your pageant background and just trying to on the level. Like, I think that she just feels pressure to be perfect because that's what she's been brought up to do in the pageant world. And that's gotta be rough. It's gotta be really, really hard. And again, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be perfect. It's okay, you know, to fail, because through failure, we actually learn, or we hopefully we learn. I don't know. Some people don't, but hopefully, you know, you learn. Next we get into the boys having their boys' day or whatever. Danny can't make it because the AC conks out, and I get it. You're in the valley, it fucking sucks. I can't even imagine being in the valley and not having AC, even if it's for like 30 seconds. Like I probably would die. And having three kids on top of it, like climbing at you and needing you. So I think to have to deal with that, I was going to bitch about how women would probably just suck it up and just deal with it versus men have to like call somebody and be like, please help me with the kids so I can get the AC. It's like, the guy's not going to be able to come to the next day, which is what ended up happening. I kind of would just suck it up with the kids and let her be, but that's just me. That's just me. You know, and maybe that's their partnership, that maybe that's their marriage, you know, maybe that's just who they are with one another. So I don't know what happens behind closed doors. So I'm not going to judge on that one. I'm going to try not to judge on that one. Next we get, Jesse opening up to the guys about his relationship, the relationship between him and Michelle, that therapy is going all sorts of wrong. He feels like she is like not attacking him, but definitely like saying like, he's doing this wrong and he's doing this wrong and da da da. I just think she's over it, to be honest with you, because if you see the conversation that Brittany and Michelle have, it just seems like she's just done. Like she's just ready to move on. And we obviously see that now because in real time, they're not together. So I'm sure they're trying to figure it out and they're trying to see what happens as time moves on and whatever they're trying to do. That being said, Jax brings up Michelle used to hang out with. Before we get to that, we also find out that she tried to move out the year before and gave him like an ultimatum and he begged for like another chance. And this, I only bring this point up because he says, like, I'll do anything and everything to save my marriage, but cheating, I will not tolerate it. I will move on from you. And I really think that that's probably what happened. And that's what they're going to be dealing with next week. That being said, Jax brings up that Michelle used to hang out with a famous director at the Chateau Marmont, which is where they live like blocks away from that. And both of them go there on the daily. And allegedly, according to Reddit, so take this with a grain of salt, you guys, I had to find out. I had to find out who the fuck this director was because it was killing me. It is one of two people, but majority of people on Reddit are saying that it's this first person that I'm going to say. So Bravo's not going to block out this voice or this mouth, I guess, whatever. It's either Tarantino, Quentin Tarantino, or it's Michael Bay, because both of these directors love, and for those that don't know who Michael Bay is, he made Transformers, Batman, and Batman. He is like, he's one of those action blow em up directors. For those that don't know Tarantino, I can't help you on that one. Like you should know who that fucker is. Anyways, that being said, Tarantino, this is the reason why I think it's Tarantino. Because if you Google what his wife looks like, they look like sisters. They legit, like the side by side, they look like sisters. So Tarantino obviously has a type. Michelle would definitely be his type. Apparently they met by the pool, according to Jax, allegedly. And I'm only saying allegedly because I just don't want to get in trouble. So allegedly they met by the pool, the Chateau Marmont, they connected, they got like, they had a good time, whatever. They ended up spending multiple days with each other, not in a row. Like she obviously went home and came back, but like 8 to 9 hours of hanging out, went to dinner with like a famous actor and Tarantino, like, and her, they like bonded, whatever. Jax allegedly says that it could be because of a, you know, her, she is in real estate, so he could afford one of her properties, but you ain't hanging out with some chick for 8 to 9 hours and nothing's happening. So kind of sus. Just saying, had to get it out. I don't like, I think any other normal guy, whether or not he was comfortable in his own skin and the relationship, which is what Jesse says, you're not, you're asking your wife not to hang out with that guy for 8 to 9 hours. Now, I'm a bros chick. Like, I go and watch games with my guy friends. I like, if we're together for 8 to 9 hours, I'm watching, there's a television involved. Nothing else is involved, if that helps your cause any. Like, I'm a bros chick. And I told him that from, like, the very beginning. I'm 99.9% sure she's not a bros chick. She's not sitting there watching the hockey with this dude. She's not sitting there, or if he even enjoys hockey. I don't even know what Tarantino is massively into. I had to, like, Google that he even enjoyed the Chateau Marmont. He stayed at Chateau and wrote a piece there, or wrote a screenplay there to like get inspiration or whatever, because it's old school Hollywood. Anyways, so that being said, if this is real and she cheated on him with Tarantino, who is now in Tel Aviv right now, by the way, you guys, but this obviously happened like years ago, but if this is true, this totally makes sense why there's so much drama on this, because, and they're the main focus in next week's episode, and why Luke basically said, I have something that can blow up this whole entire thing, but I don't want to say it. He kind of blew up his spot because Bravo, like, dude, Bravo fans are freaking gnarly, man. They're like, they're definitely like going in at this rumor or this alleged or whatever between Jesse and Michelle. They're like, they're digging. So it's the comment section in Reddit is crazy. Do not go down the rabbit hole. I went down there for you. It's gnarly, guys. It's a lot. Moving on from this, there's a lot of this, like Brittany and Michelle going off and talking about their Michelle and Jesse's relationship. I'm going to move on from that. Long story short, like, she feels alone. She still feels alone. She doesn't feel, I think she's over it. I'm over it. I'm moving on. The girls get together in their pajamas and play Jenga, Truth or Dare. Super adorable. They find out a few things about one another, like that Michelle doesn't poop in front of Jesse, which, I mean, I'm long past that point. But that's only because my boyfriend comes in at miss opportune times. It's not because I want him to come in. Anyways, that being said, we also find out that Brittany and Jax haven't had sex in a month and a half. I don't know what to say about this because, like, I'm kind of with some of the girls that, like, are talking about, like, well, they're married with a kid. Like, how often do you fuck? Like, that's kind of what I want to know, because I don't think that a lot of people, like, their sex life goes down. And, like, here's the thing. If you can continue to have a healthy sex life post-child, kudos to you. Like, Danny and fucking Nia, I'm applauding them. Kristen and Luke, not so much, because y'all don't have kids yet. So until that day happens where you have a child, then, you know, y'all are in the baby making phase right now. You're not in the I have kids phase yet. So it's just, it's different. It's different for everybody too. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe he's not, maybe he isn't attracted to her anymore, because this is what she says. Brittany says she doesn't feel attractive. He is supposed to know how she feels, but let's get real. Jax isn't the brightest bulb in the box. So you kind of have to tell him, but she feels like he should know. She opens up to him and says, like, you know, I want to be taken out on dates. I want, like, where's the romance anymore? And she has said that to him before. I want to be told that I'm pretty, you know, stuff like that. But she opens up about the relationship and not just their sex life, and lets us all know that he puts her down, even though she's been his ride or die, and she has definitely been his ride or die. Because if you, like, I know that, like, some of you are coming into the valley completely fresh, not knowing their relationship, but he cheated on her. And I'm sure he cheated on her multiple times. Like, he only, like, the audience only knows about him and Faith, but I'm damn well certain that he definitely had cheated and stuck his D in somebody else's V other than Faith. So I'm pretty sure that he, like, you know, it's not because he's cheating. It's just because he is not, you know, the relationship is kaputsky, you know, and the putting down, the you're supposed to be a mother, like making excuses and stuff like that. It's like, dude, like, y'all need to, those in glass houses need not throw stones. And it's just, I don't think it's fair to her, especially when she's like trying to bring a life, another life into this world. I mean, they were trying to have another baby and like, that's obviously not happening. Moving forward. Moving forward. Nia leaves the girls' night early, which is what I said already, because Danny, because their AC went out and Danny was having troubles with the kids. We get a hungover Brittany the next day, but girls' night seems to be a success. I mean, Kristen left all of her shit at 6 a.m. Nia left early, but Brittany was definitely feeling those hangover blues. And honey, I'm just telling you, you may be 35, but it gets worse. So just have some water, some pH water specifically, have some Gatorade, have whatever you need on the side so you can recover the next day and not vomit. And I'm sure it's because she didn't eat, because I'm assuming that they didn't do anything else that night. Anyways, moving on, Danny and Nia talk about girls' night. Nia brings up the postpartum baby blues and that it's okay not to be okay. And this is where we see them bond and have just such a great, beautiful moment. And this is why, like, I will ride for this couple. They're super sweet together. They're great. Just off the bat, showing us this part of their life and being this vulnerable is very beautiful. Jax and Brittany in the next scene, they take... she also says that she has high functioning depression, which I'm actually going to Google right now. I was supposed to Google it earlier, but I'm going to do it right now. High functioning. Nice. It's the first thing that comes up. Okay. So this is what it says it means. It means that those living with a mental illness that most people don't detect. It covers a broad spectrum. They might have a job, be studying, dress well, or even have the perfect family lifestyle. That doesn't really help my cause. Anyways, this is what the Google machine is saying right now. Signs of a high functioning, symptoms of high functioning. Oh, this is autism. Anyways, we'll get to it later. That being said, she says that she has high functioning depression, which means that she probably is like, she looks like she's living a normal life and a great life, but she's just still sad. So, that's what I took from it. And I'm just grateful to her for like showing that, right? Because I think a lot of people probably have the same thing. And that's what these shows are really great for, is that they are great for bringing certain things to light like this, right? That like, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay. Like, you may have high functioning depression. You know, you're not alone. This chick has it. And she was Miss USA. Like, what are you doing with your life? Next, we get to Jax and Brittany taking Cruz to bed. And then they have their adult sex talk. By the way, it is important to brush your teeth, because you can get gum disease, gingivitis, all that shit leads to, like... You can look this up, you guys. There's like brain hemorrhages and stuff like that that happen if you don't take care of your teeth. Fake or not, all this shit leads to your gums. It leads to your vital organs. Just take care of your fucking teeth, Jax. Like, even if they're veneers, just take care of your damn teeth. Had to put that out there because I was like, why wouldn't you take care of your teeth? It doesn't make any sense to me. Then they talk about girls' night, Brittany getting drunk. Jack's text, which I knew was going to blow up in Brittany's face, and the hypocrisy of it all. They talk about Jesse and Michelle's relationship. They focus on their sex life and what needs to be improved, and that the D word doesn't exist with them. Well, that did not land well. That did not travel well. So, because I know that the D word is definitely in their vocabulary pretty soon. But you know what I'll give them? They lasted 10 years, guys. I mean, how many people last that long? Jerry and freaking Teresa from The Bachelor didn't even last that long. So they're lasting longer than most. And it didn't take, these guys were reality stars before. It didn't take a reality show to break them up. It just took life to break them up and her finally getting over this. Moving on, we get to Jesse and Michelle talking boys and girls night. They bring up therapy, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm kind of over this. I just really want to know why they broke up. And I'm 99.9% sure it's because of infidelity, but we'll see, right? We'll see next week on The Valley. We'll see Jax blows up Michelle's spot. And I love how he's the pot stirrer, but he's not getting any of the flack. Love this show. Love the show. Keep it up, you guys. Keep, dude, Valley cast, fire. Fire. Thank you so much for this show. Thank you so much if you guys are listening and have made it this far to the podcast. I'm going to try and do VPR with Liz, but no promises. Just if you don't get one, don't be disappointed. That being said, you guys, hopefully you weren't disappointed on my solo podcast. I know hopefully we won't have more of these because I hate being alone. And I hate, I shouldn't say that. I don't hate being alone. I just hate doing the podcast alone. So, that being said, guys, thank you so much. Listen, follow all that freaking crap. I hate promoting myself. Thank you, Sandbar66, for making this a, commercial free, podcast, and I'll see you guys next week. With the headlines, you guys, with the headline show. We're going to do a headline show, and then we're also going to do a Friday show. So stay tuned for Wednesday and Friday episodes or Saturday episodes coming at you next week. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for bitching with me. Later.